Quran Chavava min Aleph Abadi. Omar Rava, Lo Shonu Ela Shalom Mochro B'Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'Maimid Anshi Ha'ir. The only time that the proceeds of selling a shul are Kodesh and you can't use them for something of less Kedusha is only if you didn't sell it by the seven trustees of the city in the presence of the entire city, or at least most of the city. All always means most. Most of the people of the city. But if a machru shiva tuvei ha'ir b'maymer anshe ha'ir, afilo l'mishta be'shikra shapir dami. You can even use the money to drink, buy beer. In other words, it has no kedusha at all. And the idea being, a few different possibilities. One sheet in the Rishonim is that Beis HaKnesses has kedusha, etzem kedusha, right? And tashmishay kedusha. And we learn it from the fact that it's compared to the Beis HaMikdash, or Mikdash Ma'at. And the way that the kedusha goes away is like chilul. You're mechalo the kedusha on the money. The only problem is that the money should have kedusha. Very difficult to understand how that works. We'll see in 1 second a possibility. According to that sheet, Shaila, how it works, Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'mayim B'nansho Ya'ir. Second sheet is that it has Tashmishe Kedusha Durabanan. And the Rabbanan were makel that if you have Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, that the money goes out lechulin. And the third sheet of the Ramban, that Beis HaKnesses has no Kedusha at all, Tashmishe Mitzvah. And as long as they need it for the mitzvah, so then you can't sell it, and you have to use the money for another mitzvah. But if the Sheva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'maimir Anshe Ha'ir, decide they don't need that for a mitzvah anymore, then that never had any intrinsic kedusha. And it could be that that's also the idea of the, even if it has kedusha, the kedusha was given to it on Tanai. That whatever the Sheva Tuvei Ha'ir and the Anshe Ha'ir will want, that's when the Kedusha is no there. It's there. The Kedusha is there, it's only conditional. So that's how it works. Rashi. Elash lo shonu, the ein moridin domi mikdushasan, ubeis haknesis b'chashivuso omeid af biyad lokeach, this halacha, that the Beis HaKnesses remains Kodesh, and the money that it generates becomes Kodesh and can't be used for anything less, right? Dumya the svarim lokeach ben sefer Torah the halah manig svarim b'viyosan, right? The just like the sefer Torah, you sell the sefer Torah, the money is generated as kodesh, and the sefer Torah remains kodesh. That only applies shalomachru hatovim b'rishus ha'am, that the trustees didn't sell it with the okay of the people. Avimachru poka kedusha min hachepetz umin adomim, then nothing remains kodesh, not the shul, not the money. Umutter lasos men koritzonim. Behind the boy mine ravina miravashi, al kila deve kanishta, mao de mizra, amba mechra koldu habayis vamos, but to show us the kind. If you just sell it stam, without tuvei ha'ir, then the, what's it called, the, without maimed kol ha'ir. Even if the seven trustees sell it, they can sell it. But the money remains kodesh. And the Beis HaKnesses remains kodesh. Le mishte bashikra, liknos bedonim, velaso sheikhar lishtos. You can buy beer with the money. Okay. Ravina havi le'ahu tila de vekanishta. Ravina had in his field a ruin of an old shul. Also a kamed ravashi. Omerle ma'u le'mizra. Can I plant that area that used to be the shul? That's the ruins of the shul. Omerle zil zavne mishiva tuvei ha'ir b'may b'dan she'ir. Go and buy it from the Sheva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'maimir Anshe Ha'ir, and then it loses all Kedusha, and you can even be Zoreit, you can even plant there. Tila called Bayis Horus Korish Tail. A destroyed thing, a ruin, is called a tail. Kamovahoysa Tail Olam. Rami Bar Abba Haviko Boni Beknishta. Rami Bar Abba was building a shul. Havi ahi knishta atika, and there was an old shul in the city. Havi boyle mistere olasuye livne ukshure mino avi ulei hosam. He wanted to dismantle the old shul and use the materials to build the new shul. So yosi the komi boyle, so he sat and he had the shaila, are you allowed to do it or not? Chodr Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda said, Dom Rav Chisda, Lo Lister Beknishta Adiboni Beknishta Achrina. You can't take apart, you can't tear down one shul until you build a new shul. Right? So what's the reason over there? Hosam Yishum Pshiusa, because we're afraid you won't build a new shul and you'll end up with no shul. Right? Ki Hai Gavna Mai. But over here, you're only tearing it down to use the materials to build a new shul. So maybe there's less of a chance of Pshia. Right, so Osir le Kamed Rapapa, but Osir le. Rapapa said it's Osir. Now it could be it's Osir because it's Shaykh Pshi over here too. You'll take down the old shul, the materials, you won't build a new shul, even though you're using these materials to build a new shul. But others hold that since it's here in this place, and here, this Gemara has nothing to do with this Shaylet, that's in Bava Basra. The Shaylet over here is, the question over here is, can you use the materials of the old shul to build a new shul? Because the halacha is malin bakodesh, the lo morid, right? You have to use it for something more important. You have to buy a sefer Torah with it. So can you use it for something equal, since you're not decreasing the kedusha, but you're not increasing it? That was the shaila, and the answer was usher. We'll see later on that the Gemara has that shaila lagabi a sefer Torah, but lagabi a beis haknesses lechora, you have to use it for something more, not for equal.
But it's malin over here, it's a shul that's not being used anymore, and not even.
No, so not my, the kedusha of that shul remains, same kedusha it had before. It didn't become less of a kedusha. Okay. So also the Rapapa or also the Rapapa said it's also either because it's possible you won't end up building the new shul, or like we said, because malim bekoldish v'lo moridim. The kamed Rav Huna v'osle, he went to Rav Huna and he also asked it. I don't know why he went to another for another opinion after he got one isser. Why did he go to somebody else? But in any case, so he asked it also. Okay, Omar Rava, Hai Beknishta, Chilufei Uzvune Shori. If you exchange it for another, or you sell it, the Maimid, I mean, again, here it's the Bal Yadei Sheva Tuve Ha'ir, the Maimid, what's it called, Anshe Ha'ir, so then the money becomes mutter, and the shul becomes mutter. Kogore Yomashkuna Asr. But if you only rent it, or you give it as a mashkin, there's nothing to take it out from its kedusha, then it remains kodesh. My time of the kedusha sakoi, it remains with its original kedusha. So where it says livni nami chalufinu zvuninu shari. If you have bricks set aside for building a shul, if you exchange them or sell them, same thing with sheva tuva yair, then they become mutter, they lose their kedusha. Ostina, but if you loan them, awesome. Then they remain awesome. The honey mile batika. That's only if they were bricks that were once built in a shul and they had kedusha. Then the kedusha doesn't go away if you use them to loan them to somebody else. They remain kodesh. Ava bechadet oleslanba. But if they're bricks that were never used for a shul but were intended to be used for a shul, there's no kedusha in them. Vafilu mandi omer hazmona milsa. Even the one who holds that preparing something for kedusha gives it kedusha from the time that it's prepared for it. Honey, me like you go in the orei beged lemeis. Person weaves some shrouds for a mace. So since he intended it, he dedicated it, he designated it for a mace, it already gets the kedusha, and it can't, what's it called, be used for anything else. Right? A mace is also bahanoah. And anything that's miyucha to the mace is asur b'hanah. So it becomes asur b'hanah immediately. Aval hachik tovi la'arit. But over here, it's not similar to the case where you wove a shroud. It's like the case where you have thread ready to weave for a shroud. So it's two steps removed. That everybody holds. Lekalam on the omer. Nobody holds it as mona milsa. So here, first you have to build the shul from the bricks. The bricks are the raw materials like the threads. Right, if you already built the shul, but you didn't daven there, that's called hazmona. But if you didn't build the shul yet, that's a two-step away from the shul. Matana pligi boravacha v'ravina. If you give the shul as a present to somebody, you don't take any money. So it's a machlokas ravach and ravina. Chad osur v'chad shari. So one says that it's still osur because there's nothing for the kedusha to be challah. Right, you didn't, what's it called, exchange it for something. Right? Here it's talking where you didn't do it with Sheva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'maimed Anshei Ha'ir. You only had one of them. either most of the people were there or the trustees were there. And then, since you only had one of them, the money remains Kodesh. And the shul, the Kedusha, transfers to the money. But it can only transfer to the money if there's money. Can't transfer to a present. There's no money. So therefore, the shul remains Kodesh in this situation. Right? So manda osur b'hai tifka kedushasa, or b'mai tifka kedushasa, another girsa. Now, there's nothing for the shul's kedusha to exchange onto. Manda shoyin, one says mutter, ilav the havile hanomine lo havi yohivle. Right? If he wouldn't have had some enjoyment, he wouldn't have given it to him. So it devolves on the enjoyment, becomes like the money. The enjoyment I gave you is like giving you money. So if somebody gives a present, he's getting enjoyment in exchange for the shul. So the kedusha, right, just like it go on the money, here it goes on the hanoah. Therefore, giving as a present is like selling. That's one way of learning. There's many ways of learning this Gemara, but we're learning Amud Yomi and not Be'iyum here. So that's one way of learning, that a present becomes like a sale because there's something for the Kedusha to transfer, even though that something is not, mamoshistic, right? That doesn't make a difference. Okay, let's see Rashi. Kishure, Koro Shul Beis HaKnesses Yoshem. You have the beams from the old shul. You wanted to use them to build the new shul. Adam Rav Chizab of Abasa Bashutfin, Mishum Pshiusa, Shemi Yivsha, the Yisiyai Shalom Yivnacher. Rav Chizab says you're not allowed to tear down one shul before you build the other shul. Because we're afraid that you won't end up building the other shul and you won't have a place to daven. Here you're tearing it down in order to use the materials to build the new ones. A little chance that you're going to be posheya. The Gemara says, no, it's still awesome. Chilufa yuzvune, chola kedushoso al chiluf o al hadomi. But who yotza min akdush l'shtamish bo? If, again, you didn't sell it with sheva tuve ha'ir, b'maymed anshe ha'ir, so then the kishul, the kedusha transfers to the money. But the money remains Kodesh. So then you need something for the Kedusha to transfer. So if you sold it or you exchanged it, the Kedusha transfers to the thing you exchanged it for or to the money. But if you didn't exchange it, you used it as a mashkin, you loaned it out, you rented it out, then it doesn't have the ability to exchange. Livni levenim shel beis haknesses. You have bricks that were once part of a shul, so they have kedusha, same thing. If you loan them, they don't lose their kedusha. If you sell them, they could lose their kedusha. Batike, that's only if they already had kedusha, where they were part of an old shul. Shenivnu kvar bekosel beis haknesses shenofal. Avo bechadeta, shenasa l'shem beis haknesses lesson. But if you designate them for a shul, they have no kedusha at all. Vafilam an yomre sechus sanhedrin beherik nigmar adin. Gabi orig beged lemeis to osir bahazmana, betachriche hameis to asiri bahanoa, the gamrin shom egla rufa, can refer to shom. We learn from egla rufa that a mace is osir bahanoa, and anything that's designated for the mace, that's used for the mace, is osir bahanoa. And this man the Omer holds it, even if you designate it for the mace, it's already osir from the designation. Honi mile ba orig beged lemeis, sheno chosir al ariga. Right? Here's where you already wove it. You just didn't put it on the mace, so that's called designation. That's awesome. The kivin shenerag miyavu roy leparsha mace. Once it's woven, it's immediately fit to put onto the mace. So it's already designated for the mace. It gets an iser. Avalaveinim mechusorim asil of nosim mekoso. But bricks, right, are not fit as soon as you finish the brick to be a shul. You have to build it into the wall, make a wall out of it. So it's two steps removed. The Hilkach B'Shalavein of the Beis HaKnesses Havalei Ketovi La'orik. It's like making threads to weave. The threads, for sure, don't have a din of being designated. The Lekalam Andiomer V'Chiyai Gavne the Hazmona Milsi. Matona Nosnu B'nei Ho'ir Beis HaKnesses Tashmi Sheikol. Right? If they gave it to a present, to for something that they wanted the Kedusha to go away, does the present take away the Kedusha? Okay, we didn't get it yet. Let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Tashmishe mitzvah nizrokim. Tashmishe mitzvah are articles that have no intrinsic kedusha, but they're used for mitzvahs, a shofar, a lulav, tzitzis. They have no kedusha to them, right? There's no shemos involved, written in them or whatever, that they would have intrinsic kedusha, nor are they connected to something of kedusha, like the mantle of a sefer Torah or whatever. But they're just, they're mitzvah objects. A mitzvah object has no kedusha, and you can throw it in the garbage. According to others, you can't throw it in the garbage, you have to deal with it in a way that's not a mevaza it, not a zilzel, right? Can't walk over it, you can't throw it into the garbage, but you can dispose of it as no kedusha. There's no kedusha, but since it was used for a mitzvah, you can't deal with it in a disrespectful way. But you don't have to deal with it in a respectful way. Tashmishe kedusha, nignozim. Tashmishe kedusha are things that serve things that have kedusha. Sefer Torah has kedusha. Shemus of the Rabbanu Shalom has divrei Torah. Tefillin, mezuzah are divrei kedusha. So tashmishe kedusha are things that serve those things directly, not indirectly, but directly. They touch them. Right, they serve as a noy for them, or they serve them to protect them, whatever it may be. We'll see. The elu hein tashmishe mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. None of these things have any intrinsic kedusha, and they're all what's it called, just tashmishe mitzvah, and therefore some hold that as long as they're still being used for their mitzvah, you can't throw them away. Then they're miyuchad for the mitzvah. But it's only when they're not fit for the mitzvah. The tzitzis wore out. It's after Rosh Hashanah. So the shofar's not omed for a mitzvah. It's after Sukkot. It's after, what's it called, Sukkot. It's not a lulav, not fit for a lulav anymore. Some hold that since the wood for the sukkah can be set aside for next year's sukkah, or the shofar can be used next year, it's still called royal mitzvah. So it has to be that the shofar now got a hole in it, and it's not fit anymore, or whatever. But pashtus, when the mitzvah goes away, it's not omit for a mitzvah anymore. Maybe you'll decide now to use it slam for a horn. So therefore, some hold that even b'shas the mitzvah, when it's still fit for the mitzvah, you still can throw it away. It's no kedusha at all. And others hold that as long as it's miyuchad for the mitzvah, you can't throw it away. Only when it's not miyuchad for its mitzvah anymore, either the time for the mitzvah went away, or it's not fit for the mitzvah anymore, then you can throw it away. Ve'elu hein tashmishe kedusha. What are tashmishe kedusha? The luska misvarim, the tig that you put a sefer Torah in, like the svardim, put it inside a tig. Tefillin u'mezuzas, or you put tefillin, what's it called? Not the tefillin bag, but the thing that goes directly on the tefillin. The tik shall sefer Torah, or a tik for a sefer Torah. The nartik shall tefillin, rutsu al sehen, right? Or the nartik that you put in, a tik and a nartik are the same thing. Except the tik is long and a nartik is wider. So one fits tefillin, one fits a sefer Torah. Or the rutsuos are the, what's it called, of tefillin. Omar Rava, Marei Shavi Amina, Tosus says a shaila whether the Ritzuos of Tefillin are Tashmishe Kedusha or not, right? Because it's Mashma a little bit over here that they're not Kedusha, they're only Tashmishe Kedusha. In other words, they serve the Tefillin. But the Rosh and Shalyad have letters written, Lechora, their Kedusha itself. They have a Shin, Dalad, Yud. The Shin is on the bias, but the Dal and Yud are made with the Ritzuos. So Tosa says, you see from over here, that it's only called Tashmishe Kedusha. It serves Kedusha, that it's not Etzim Kedusha itself, the Ritzuos. And there's something that serves the Ritzuos, would it be a Tashmish to Tashmish, which is an Osir. Rashi holds that the letters, the Dalad in the Shalyad, the Dalad in the Shalrosh, and the Yud on the Shalyad, have Mamish Kedusha. And from this Gemara is a question on that. Tosa says that they're not actual letters because they're not written on something. They're just made in the form of letters. That's not called a letter of Kedusha. Omar Rava. Let's see, Rashi till here. Tashmishe mitzvah, dvorim sheshimshu bohem mitzvah, things that were used for a mitzvah. The luskami, kamo amtachas, the sack, vasumbo sefer. Put svarin inside a sack that's made specifically to be their receptacle. Tik v'nar, tik chadri, they're the same thing. And the shaloshin tik nofel dover aruch, tik is something long. The loshin nar tik nofel dover kotzer, and nar tik is something short. Okay. Omar Rava, mireish havi amina hai kursei tashmish to tashmishu. The kursei is shayla what exact? Rashi says it's a bima shel eitz. It's a wooden bima that you put the Sefer Torah down on. So the Sefer Torah comes in direct contact with the bima, but not really, because there's always a mappa on the bima. So the Sefer Torah never touches the wood of the bima, it just touches the mappa. So the bima is a tashmish, the tashmish. It serves something that serves directly the Sefer Torah. And that doesn't have kedusha. Bishori. Kivan de chazina, the mostly alive Sefer Torah, amnina tashmish kedusha, huva aser. But sometimes I saw that sometimes they put down the Sefer Torah on it without the mantle for whatever reason. Therefore, it serves the Sefer Torah directly. Therefore, it's awesome. That's how Rashi learns. Of course, a bima shel eitz tashmish to tashmish shaporis mappa alav the akrakach nosen Sefer Torah alav. Therefore, it's indirect to the Sefer Torah, and therefore, it doesn't have kedusha. Whereas it's the mostly Sefer Torah, but I see that sometimes below mappa they put the Sefer Torah down without the mappa. Therefore, it becomes tashmish directly. Others say kursei. Kursei usually means a chair. So Moshe Feinstein says what it's talking about is they used to have a chair to put the Sefer Torah down on while they were reading the other Sefer Torah. It's a whole shaila whether you have to hold the Sefer Torah or you can put it down. They wanted to put it, some shuls have these things where they have two holes and they put the Sefer Torah in there. Moshe says it's not proper to do that. He says possibly this is what it's talking about, in a place where they put the Sefer Torah down while they were laying the other one. V'omar Rava, Merei Shavi Amin, the high priest of Tashmish to Tashmishu. Kiven the Chazina, the Aifile, Umanchi, Sifro, Alayu, Amin, Tashmish Kedusha. So Rashi learns Prisa is Uriah, Sheporsin, Svivo, Sa'oran, Shabivifnim. It's the curtain that you put inside the Aron Kodesh, not the one outside the Aron Kodesh, but the lining for the Aron Kodesh. So there, the Sefer Torah has a mantle on it, or it's in a teak by the Sfardim, so it never comes in direct contact with that lining. So therefore, the lining is a tashmish to tashmishu, tashmish al Aron. It's only the tashmish of the Aron. The Aron itself is only a tashmish, because it never comes in direct contact with the Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah is separated from the Aron with the Yatzei Chaim, with the mantle or whatever. So those things are a tashmish to the Sefer Torah, but the Aron Kodesh is only tashmish to tashmish. Tosfos says that since sometimes the mantle is short, or for whatever reason the Sefer Torah comes in direct contact with the Aron Kodesh has a din of tashmish kedusha. On the other hand, a bookcase for Svarim, since it rarely comes in contact with the Svarim itself, because every Sefer has a cover, right, and it has pages before it that are not, have no kedusha on it, so bookcases usually don't have a din of tashmish kedusha. But I saw that sometimes they put the Sefer Torah on that lining directly, therefore it has a din of tashmish kedusha. V'omar Rava, hai tevusa de irfat. You had a teva, right? Teva means you had a little Aron Kodesh, Rashi, the aifila. Tamim shekoflin also tacha Sefer Torah. Sometimes the lining touches the Sefer Torah directly. Put it directly under the Sefer Torah. The irfat aron shenaskal kel v'nifra michiburo. An aron fell apart. The yesh dugmasa v'braisu b'yavamos minal hamarufat. Marufat means it fell apart, like a shoe that fell apart over there. So the shaila is, mi'avdi teva zutrasi shari. You can make it, you can take the wood and make it into a small aron. Because l'chora, here we see that you don't have to make it into something more. You're making it the same kedusha. But that's only where it's not fit anymore for for anything else. It's not fit to make anything greater. So the Taz holds in the situation where something's not fit to be a greater kedusha, then you can make it to the equal kedusha or even lesser kedusha, the Taz holds. So that's the case over here. There was nothing you could use it for. Either you had to be gonizit, or you could use it for something equal. That was okay. But kursei osir, but to make it into the chair where you put, what's it called? That's osir, Rashi. Tevusa zutrosi lasos teva ketana min agdola rishona mi'avda. Kursei bima, but to make a bima, which is a lesser kedusha, osir. She yarda mikdusha osir. V'omar Rava, high prisa, debola, right? If you have a paroches, right? Urias ha'aron shebolu. L'mevid prisa l'sifrei shari. You can make it a what's it called, a cover for a Sefer Torah, because it has the same kedusha. L'chumashim asa, but you can't make it a cover for a chumash, because you're being morid the kedusha. V'omar Rava, honi zvilei dechumshi. Ukematri the Sifri, Tashmish Kedusha, Ninu Vinignozi. Right? Rashi, the Chumashim, Yesh Svarim Shemasuim Kol Chumash Levado, the Kulam Begilio. So Rashi learns either Chumashim means Sifri, what's it called? Sefer Torah, but not a full Sefer Torah. It doesn't have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. It's just Parshios by themselves. In other words, Svarim by themselves. Or like we learned before, Svarim means Tanakh, Nach. Zvile kamin dluskami. Kamatra argaz shikorin, whatever. Vaharba yesh betargum shalyonasam benuzio. Chavolim chavushim argozim imlitz de zuhurisi bekamatrin. Vechein lashir ala maltsecha li daal kimatria. Kimatria is like a box with different compartments in it. It's like an aron with different compartments. So if you have, what's it called? Zvile de chumashi is things that containers that contain chumash. So they have the kedusha of the chumash, not of a sefer Torah, right? So you can, what's it called, and a kematri, again, some kind of little aron that they put svarim in, so it has a din of tashmish kedusha, and you have to be gonish it. Marsha pshita, mal desema, honey lav lekavad avida, they're not made to edify the svarim. Linture bi'alma vidi. They're only made for protection. Kamash malon, no. So show what that kamash malon is. Most shitas learn the kamash malon means, no, it's also made for decoration. And since it's also made for decoration, it becomes tashmish kedusha. But enochinami, if it was only made for protection, it wouldn't have a din of tashmish kedusha. Therefore, they hold that something that's only put on a sefer to protect it, but not to edify it, right? Doesn't have kedusha. For instance, you ship a book, so you wrap it in wrapping paper to protect it. You're not doing that to decorate the book. That wrapping paper doesn't get kedusha. Some hold only because it's temporary. But if you would use that wrapping paper permanently to protect the book, then it would be awesome, because the kamash malon here is, even though it only protects it, still awesome. So the shiloh would be something that doesn't decorate. Something decorates the book, like a dust jacket. It's there for decoration, not just to protect it, right? So that, for sure, has a din of tashmish kedusha. But something that is not made to decorate the book, but it's only made to protect it, totally protection. Right? Cellophane thing that you put on so it doesn't wear out or whatever. So there's the shiloh. If you put it on, some shitas hold it, if it's there, on a regular basis, even though it's not to decorate, it's tashmish kedusha, needs kenisa, and others hold that not. Okay, ahube kenishta v'yudoi romoi. There was a shul in Bavel that was built by Roman Jews. That they came and made aliyah to Bavel, and from Rome to Bavel is called an aliyah, and they made a shul. The havi pasiach lehu androna, and it was opened into a certain hallway, to have mochis be mace, and they used that hallway to put mesim before they buried them. Right, the shul had like a base halavoyim, which opened a hallway opened into the shul. The havi boy kahani lemeil itzli. Awesome. Kohanim wanted to go into the shul and daven, but the mace was opened into the shul, so the tumah came into the shul. Asu amr el rava. It told rava amr lahu dalu tevosa. Take the aron kodesh. Asvua, the Havile creates Osulanachas and put it in the front of the opening between the hall and the shul, so it closes up the opening. and an aron is a kli eitz shasi lenaches. You don't move it around usually, right? Kli eitz shasi lenaches ena makabel tuma. Kli eitz is domet to a sack. A sack has to be able to be moved full and empty, and if when it's full, it can't be moved. It's not what's it called? It's not makabel tuma. The chotzes and anything that's not makabel tuma separates between the tuma and doesn't let the tuma go from one room to the other. Omer le Rabban and le Rava, the hazim in the metalti like iman of sefer Torah loy. The havi le metalti lo mole v'reikam. Sometimes we move the Aron Kodesh even when the sefer Torah is in it. It is movable, right? Where it says ihachi lo efshar, then there's no etzah. Because there was nothing else around there big enough to close up the hole, right? And the only thing they had was the Aron Kodesh, and if the Aron Kodesh is usually moved, then it's not going to help. It's still makabel tuma, and something that's makabel tuma isn't chotzeitz b'fnei atuma. Rashi. Be'kinishta d'ramoy, the Romoy, Anshe Yisrael, bo mi Romi, Jews came from Rome, the Mechuza, they came to Mechuza in Bavel, the Nisyas Vishon, they settled there, Vasula, basically, and they had a shul, their own shul, the Roman shul. Idrona, Cheder, Shemesim, Bomes. So it had like a hallway that they used to use to put the mesim. Vayamunach b'meis atchel nikbar. Until they buried him, they left the mace there. Machis kama munach kimetargamina v'atonach bigdo etzla the achisase. Right. So machis means put it down, leave it there. Bo kahani lemeil etzluyei ba'hu kinishli one that had davened there. Ve'en yecholim likanis from the atuma hanichneses v'beis haknesses derech hapesach mi'beis bais lebais. This hallway was opened into the shul. So the tumah went from one to the other. The hachitza meseches olos. Dalu tevusa higbiu ha'aron nimkomo. Take the Aron HaKodesh out of its place and put it in the doorway. Kli eitz ha'asu l'naches b'mokom echod eino mekabel tumah. Something that normally isn't moved, even though now they're going to move it, but it wasn't the normal thing. Normally it stays in one place. You don't move it. So even though it's movable, does not make it mekabel tumah. It has to be regularly moved. The iskash creates the sack, linyan tuma, the chsi, the chol creates obeged or osak. Ma sack a metaltal, af creates a metaltal. Just like a sack is made to be moved, you don't put things in a sack to leave them in one place. You put them in a sack so you can transport them. So it's transported empty and full, called dovra makabel tuma, and a chol tzivnei tuma. And something's makabel tuma doesn't separate, doesn't stop the tuma. Okay, Omar Mar Zutra. Mitpacho svarim shabalu. You have a cover of a sefer Torah, right? The mantle that wore out. Olshin also tachrich lemeis mitzvah. You can use it as to make shrouds for a meis mitzvah. So according to the Taz, that once it's not fit anymore for a higher kedusha or even for its regular kedusha, you can be morid, right? Because no worse than can't use it anyway for the. So that's why over here, a meis mitzvah is less kodesh than a sefer Torah. But since it's not fit for the sefer Torah anymore, you can make a tachrichim out of it. Others, the Shcham Sofer, else know, a human being, a Jew, has a din of a sefer Torah. So as long as he's alive, so he doesn't have that kedusha. Because ein ha-kodesh baruch meyachid shemo on living people, they'd always become reshoy. But once he's dead, his body was like a sefer Torah. Right, but Jew as a dies like a sefer Torah. That's so. Memela, you can cover a body just like you can cover a sefer Torah. What? Because other people have tachrichim, you can buy them from something else. Why do you have to use this? This he has nobody to pay for it, nobody to bury him. So you can use this. Another reason, what's it called, the zuiginizasan. A third reason is, and that's what's mashman the Gemara, that's the way. Yeah, what do you have to do with it? Put it in geniza. So bury it. So instead of burying it with the guy, put it on him. The Omar Rava, Sefer Torah Shabala, goes in also Eitzel Talmud Chacham. A Sefer Torah that wore out, you bury it next to a Talmud Chacham. Vafilu Shona Halachos. Doesn't have to be a great Talmud Chacham, even somebody who only is Shona Halachos. He doesn't know the depth of everything, he just knows the Halachos. Omar Avacha Bar Yaakov with the Klicheres. But you have to put the Sefer Torah into a Klicheres. Anything that's real kedusha, like tefillin, what's it called in Sefer Torah, you have to put in a klicheres and then you bury it. You can't bury it just like this. Shenemer and Satan Bechli Cherusim An Yamdu Yomim Rabin. That's the Derech Kovid of burying a Sefer Torah. Okay, Rashi. Mitpachal Shvarim Af Shel Sefer Torah. Afilu Shona Halachas Klomer Afilu Lo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim Bashas of the Gemara. He's not somebody who can derive halachas himself, right, by learning it from the Gemara, Shas. He's not somebody who's Mishamish Talmidei Chachamim, who knows how to, the Shaklin Tari of Gemara. Ela Mishnayis and Braises, he knows Mishnayis and Braises, and he knows the halacha, he doesn't know how to derive them, but he knows them. Even that kind of Talmud Chacham, you can bury a Sefer Torah next to him.